Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. That famous talk began on the banks of Godavari. Godavari. Go means in other nations water. Da means who can give water. Vari, borrow, one of the main source of giving water. Staging a vari. Go means indriya, go means veda. Veda. So, we can come to this. This Govinda, the word Govinda. Go indriya, our senses. Vinda, to gain. The fulfillment of our senses is found in whom? Is Govinda. Then Govinda means, Go means Veda, Shruti. By studying the Shruti whom we can find, Vindati, Govi, Shruti Vi, Yad Vindati, Govinda, we can get whom? Upanishadam purusam prichyam. Vidvishyam stai rahami vidvidyam. Vidvidya. The object of Veda is who? He is Govinda. We get him from the Veda. And the fulfillment of our of all senses, Govinda. So go, Shruti. The real conception of the Shruti is given higher. Goda, Vari. Go means Vedoda. Vedoda, who has given the real representation of the Veda, the best amongst them, Goda, Vari, we may take. Goda, Vari. And who, where, it was given the highest fulfillment of the senses, of all the senses of jiva. Engagement, fullest engagement, the proper and the fullest engagement of all the senses of jiva. That was announced there in that bank. Godavari. Your senses not to be rejected, but they have got their fulfillment with Krishna. Krishna. If you can give up the spirit of exploitation and renunciation, we do, those tendencies are bar to approach to Krishna. So if you encroach, if you approach properly towards Krishna, then you will have the utilization of all your senses to the fullest extent. That was built in Godavari bank. Godavari. There Mahaprabhu began in a very general and a comprehensive way the approach for us. Parashluk sadhira nirnaya. Sadhya, what is the end of our life? What is the destination of our life? Please say, and with quotations from scriptures, or a sloka, not only I want your simple saying, statement, but the evidence. Or a sloka. Why? Sadhyarana, to determine what is our object of life, the goal of our life, the destination. I want to know from you. Sahai kaya sadhatma charane vishnu bhakti hai. The answer came. If you discharge your own duty, with the sense of discharging your duty, not expecting anything in return. Sadhatma means varnasram dharma, where you have come by previous karma, you are posted in somewhere, some position, and fitting to your present position, what duty you have got, you have to discharge them, but only one condition, without anything, any remuneration or akankha bodhjit. Varnasam dharma phalakankha bodhjit. Nishkam. Without any particular mundane aim, if you go on with your duty that has been asked by varnasam dharma to do you, you can get Vishnu Bhakti. Then here Raya Ramananda says that Vishnu Bhakti is the object of us, that is the destination. That our adherence to Him who pervades everywhere, Vishnu Jayam Vishnu Vyapnoti, who is permeating everywhere, who is present, Vasudeva, Vishnu, who is everywhere. Everything in Him and He is everywhere. Vishnu Jayam Vishnu Vyapnoti. From the local interest to embrace the general interest. And that must come to the level of Vishnu consciousness. Varnasram. Thereby, the Vishnu Bhakti, our adherence to Vishnu, our allegiance, obedience, submission to the internal spirit, that is everywhere, to connect with Him and to go accordingly. That is our object of life. Not to live a life of phenomena, but spiritual, deeper plane. Pertaining to deeper plane, more subtle. We should connect our duties there. Eho bhajjo age kaho aar. Of course, it may be thought that theistic life proper begins from here, giving up the special local purpose and to for universal purpose, to look at the all-pervading spirit and to attain His closer company and to do duty, what is already ordered, the program in Veda Upanishad. Eho bhajjo, this is superficial, go deeper. Then Raya kahe, Krishna karmatpam sapva saddha sa. In varnasram dharma it is a fashion. Generally they are acquainted with the external activity, and they do not care even to give up the fruit of their action. But still, if they do, but they have not direct consciousness of Vishnu or Krishna. They perform Durga Puja, they serve so many practices, and they, finally it is connected, they may find, some overlook, Hitrik of Karma Phalam Sri Krishnaya Samarpita Mastu. They may or may not know this connection, this link of his work with Krishna. But anyhow, the link is there. They know or they do not know. But better will be to have direct consciousness that Krishna is the authority. And whatever I am doing, varnashram or social, whatever, all must be given, the result must be given to Krishna. With this consciousness, if we do all social and spiritual and the national and the physical, but body concern, whatever we do, if with the connection of Krishna we can do it, then we can approach towards the goal. Our fulfillment of life. Mahaprabhu kahe eh vajjo aage kahu aap. Then Ramananda Rai came with new life, sarva-dharmanam parityajya. We must be particular with the object of life, not so much of the activity. The object of our life will be more attention to the object, and the less object, less importance to the form of activity. Whether I am a Kshatriya, I am a king, or I am a Brahmin, or I am a Shudra, does not matter. I have got this sort of duty, I have got this sort of duty, I have got this sort of duty. That does not matter. Oh, we must have no attachment for. The king is giving his kingdom, may take to a Brahmanic Vanaprastha, that tapasya, job. Shudra giving his occupation, he may be a beggar and taking the name of Krishna. The Brahmin, he may give his this yoga, this fire services, etc. And he may be a beggar or anywhere, if he gets any good company. To be particular for the aim and not and non-particular to the form of his duty. Sarva-dharmanam parityajya mam ekam sharanam bhaje. Wherever exclusively devote oneself for the cause, ignoring his present paraphernalia and his duty. Mahaprabhu, eho vajjo aage kahu aap. This is also superficial. Go ahead, deeper. Then comes Jnanamishra Bhakti. Brahma-bhūta prasannātmā no sojati-madāṅkati samasarvīṣa-bhūtesu madhvakti-nilavati-parā. Now he has come to the stage of identifying himself with spirit above matter. He is a soul, he has nothing to do with this mundane world. So any loss or gain in this mundane world is of no use to him. He is spirit and he is prospect in the spiritual world, in the world of soul, world of consciousness, and nothing to do with this material world, whether it is audible or blameable. Brahma-bhuta, it has already established, settled in the consciousness that he is soul proper and nothing to do with matter. Brahma-prasanna-atma, so some sort of satisfaction he feels within, atma-rama, atma-rama-stamunayo. He is content, self-contented. No sojati, no kankhati. Neither to mourn, nor to aspire. Something gone, so mourning. No, this is nothing matter. There's something coming, no tearful, because it is matter. Unnecessary, unnecessary. Madhukti bhavati param. True bhakti, true type of bhakti, that is spiritual devotion, seva, service. The serving attitude now gets the pure character. It is in the spiritual plane, not mixed with mundane aspiration. Madhukti bhavati param, bhakti bhavati. Higher type of subject, now he comes to get the opportunity to practice Madhvakti. Eho bhajjhvabe kahoha. This is also superficial. He is in the bhaj. He has not substantial touch. He has not entered the domain, but he is just waiting in the marginal position at the door. He may get, but he has not got. His indirect forces, negative forces are finished. But still he is at the door, he has not entered. He may get, may not get also. Madhbhakti, madparang bhakti bhavati. Not mundane, but from here, if he gets anything, he will get pure. But he will have to get. He is at the door. Then he says, ज्ञानी प्रयास मुदपश्य नमंते व जीवंते संभुरी दांग भवदीय वातन पांग ज्ञानी प्रयास मुदपश्य नमंते व जीवंते ए डिफिकल्ट थिंग टू क्रॉस द चार्म ऑफ नॉलेज इट इज अ वेरी डिफिकल्ट थिंग दैट आई शैल नो. I want to understand, and then I shall do the calculation and the suspect. Underlying suspicion is there. What I shall do, I want to know it fully. Then I shall get out with my capital. Jnani prayasa mudupasya. I want to know. The ego, the I, is very strong. And he wants to have the account of loss and gain. He is the master. The key is in his hand, he has kept the key in his hand. I want to test, I want to know. My benefit I know well. So he is the master, not the servant. From the position of a master, he is making inquiry. So Jnani Prayasam Udupasya. If you want, if you at all venture into the domain, everything is superior to you. None will care to come to you with some explanation that you are their master. So they must give explanation to you. Yes, you, your gain, no loss, your gain is this, you are individual, a separate entity. In your account there must not be any loss. So you are an independent personality, independent entity. You stand with your head erect. Jnani Prayasam, that won't do. You are to going to be a slave. Not a master hand. So that sort of mentality is necessary. You must bow down your head, not your head erect. It will march over. Everything is superior in quality than you are. So you have to enter into that land, that plane. Harihavibhag vaikunthir prasibhadi sakodi chinmaya. Even the earth, the water, whatever is there, whatever will find, they are of higher materials than you yourself are of. All guru and you are disciple. All master, you are servant. You are going to the land. To enter the land, what is all master. So namanto eva. You will have to submit. That will be your real qualification. What will be ordered to you, you have to do that. Not to exercise your brain so much there. Brain has no room. They have all more brain than you. So no brain is necessary. Only hand is necessary. Menial labor is necessary there. Brain there is enough. So you have to enter that land, if you like. A land of slavery to you. So Jnani Prayasam Udupasya Utapasya. Hatefully you have to dismiss your brain, and taking only your heart you have to approach, enter. Udupasya Namanta Eva. I have come here, all in all master, all godly. I am only Masakova, like a mosquito, that Brahma and Dharuka. Namanta eva jivanti, and not only for the time being, that for the time being you will accept that attitude and you will finish your work even and come back. No. The life here. From here your life will be such continuously eternal life. You will have to accept such jivanti. Sanmukaritan bhavadiyavatan. Of course, you may expect to be educated about this line, how it is good, how it is great, how it is useful to you. You will bring out paripasana, honest inquiry. Sanmukaritan bhavadiyavatan. They are your friends. They will come to help you, to make you understand that this is beautiful, this is good, this is the best form of life. The friends will come. They are sympathetic, not non-sympathetic. Bhavadiya vartan, sthane sthira. If your aspiration is such, if your want, your demand is such, your external position is negligible. That is not to be given more value. But your aspiration, your hankering, the purity of your purpose, that has got real consideration here, not your present position. The recruitment from that side will consider that your the purity of your purpose, not your present position in the capacity so much. Bhavadiya vartan sthane sthita srutigatan tanubhang manubhi je prayasu jito jita puhitai istilokkam. Apparently, it seems that you are going to be a slave, but the object, the result is opposite. Ajito jito. If you can accept such attitude of slavery, surrender and slavery, that ajito who can never be conquered, he is conquered in this process. The friends will come and say, you, the sadhu, sammukharitang bhavadiya vartang, will come and make you understand. He become a slave, but he likes very much his slave. He is master of slaves. He sometimes wants to become slave to his slave. This is the key to success. The highest gain we can get through this path, this attitude. Ajito, who can never be conquered, never be achieved, she becomes Jito, she becomes conquered. Through this process, Mahaprabhu told, yes, it is, Ajito is being Jito, it is surrender, and by surrendering, we capture. It is a plane, I admit. It is the plane of love. It is the plane of love divine, that by giving we can get. As much as we risk to give ourselves, so much highly we can have demand on that unconquerable infinite.